Good morning. We're sharing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we are learning Siman Chavah, which is the last Siman in this Klal. So, a person is allowed to set malachas in motion Erev Shabbos, that these malachas will continue going into Shabbos, because there's not any work being done on Shabbos itself. We discussed before in regards to setting up food on the fire going into Shabbos. So, what was the problem? The problem wasn't that the actual fact of putting food to cook from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. The concern is that you might go and try and stir the coals to hasten the process. You might do something on Shabbos itself, but the actual fact of just leaving something going from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos is mutter. We leave our lights on in our homes, we leave the air conditioning going, we leave anything that's going. It is permitted for one to leave something going from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. So, for example, a person has a sprinkler system. And the sprinkler system is sprinkling water. The irrigation, the case of the Gemara was they had an irrigation canal which was open and water was flowing from the river into the field and thereby making the field more fertile because it has water, which is a form of the Malacha of Zareya. So the Chayyim gives the following example. Mutar litin chitim. So you have a water mill, and the water mill turns a millstone, and then it grinds the wheat. So you have the kernels of wheat, which are then ground into flour. So there's a big hopper which holds the wheat, and you want to put kernels of wheat into that hopper before Shabbos. That on Shabbos, as the water turns, it will turn the millstone, and the millstone will grind the wheat. And this is going to continue from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. While on Shabbos, the person is not doing anything, any involvement at all in the actual malacha. Excuse me. So a person is allowed to do that. So what's the problem? So what should be the potential problem? It's a noisy thing, a mill. And there's grinding going on. And people will realize the mill is running. They understand the mill ran. They ran the water through the mill, as opposed to diverting it around the mill, only when they're using the mill to grind something. So they're grinding. People are going to hear it and say, oh my gosh, they're grinding flour. They're grinding kernels of wheat on Shabbos into flour. Well, that's the malach of Tochen. So, v'loch hashinan l'hashmos kol, sheyam r'ploni, r'chaim sh'ploni, Tochen es b'Shabbos. So, people are going to say that the Jewish mill is grinding things on Shabbos. And therefore, there's a Maris Ayin issue. So it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So the noise factor draws attention to the mill. And the fact that the mill is going potentially is a Maris Ayin. Why are you running the mill? Oh, maybe you put something there on Shabbos. No, people know that Derek was to load up the hopper beforehand, and therefore there's no reason to create a Maris Ayin. People will assume it's been running from before Shabbos. It's been loaded, the hopper's been loaded from before Shabbos, and there's no Maris Ayin. So there's no Maris Ayin that the Jew is doing something wrong. The mill is running. The fact that it's making loud noises on Shabbos, is that a problem? So we'll see actually that there is going to be, that the Chayyim is going to touch on that point. But in regards to the Maris Ayin issue, that the noise draws attention, we're not concerned about that. Now, usually when this is taking place, you have a miller which is overseeing the process to make sure everything runs properly, things don't get stuck. Sometimes he has to stop the process, etc. Well, the miller over here will be a non-Jew, so you have the Jewish mill running on Shabbos, and then started from before Shabbos, and you have the non-Jewish miller there, or the person who is hired to work, which is overseeing the process. But after Shahanachri Hatochen, whom Musker bekablonus kinyushinis bar leil beeza inyan mutter liten lanachri lasis malacha. This is only going to work if the non-Jew who's overseeing the process, the manager, the foreman, the miller, has been set up with the proper rules of kaplanas, etc. So, but the Chayyim says, "V'dafka b'makom seda," this which we're going to allow this leniency, even though mikra din there's not really any concern, we're only going to allow b'makom seda when there's a significant financial loss involved. Otherwise, Avolav Hachi Oser Mishum Hashmos Kol, Habis Yelusa De Shabbos. that the fact that it's making this loud noises is not Shabbos appropriate. It's a degradation to Shabbos that you have these loud noises of these machines going. It makes it sound very weekday, as opposed to it's a day of rest where these things aren't making this noise, etc. So there is a concern of Zilus of the Shabbos because of Hashemos Kol, and we need to clarify the protim in that. And meanwhile, have a good day.